I'm that man on the moon, and I'ma do what I do, so do you, hey.
It's a strange thing to hug yourself in the mirror and feel more naked than you did trying to fit in with everyone else. When your fingertips feel more like an issued barcode than a mark of identity, and nerves feel numb when comprehending anything more than what's on the surface. This is a portion of my original poem, Mirrors. It talks about changing, specifically me changing and letting go of the person I used to be. One of the hardest things I've had to change about myself is how I think about myself. As a child, I was heavy.
Sixth grade. You're kind of chunky. I used to think Trey was intimidating because he was bigger than everybody, but then I found out that he was a little softy.
That is my best friend Douglas Cooper, or Dougie Fresh as I like to call him. He's 17 and we've been friends since the sixth grade. Being big gave my peers in elementary school and middle school a reason to pick on me. At my heaviest, I was 220 pounds and 5'6" tall in the ninth grade. Another one was being accepted into Dudley's Early College Academy of Engineering in the ninth grade. Dougie Fresh is in this program too. Now in our senior year, we're taking classes at North Carolina A&T State University with college students. I can talk with people who are really deep about their education. They really encourage me to push harder, and I want to do more for myself. But the biggest change came when I discovered poetry.
And now Trey is a completely different person. He's very outgoing, where in middle school he wasn't at all. Now Trey will go up and actually talk to people he doesn't know.
Some of my friends encouraged me to read my poems out loud at the poetry club. At first, I was really intimidated. But after my teachers, Mr. Lewis and Miss Gines, read them, they pushed me to read in public. I did, and it felt good. Gines believes the poetry club is helping me mature artistically and personally.
Once you got into the poetry club, you started to channel that energy better. You had a message and therefore became more of a leader, and you came off as more confident as well. Basically, you know, becoming a young man in the community.
Now I'm addicted to being on stage and sharing my poetry. This is my second year being in the poetry club. Now I teach workshops and organize student poetry showcases. And I also perform at different places in the community. I have even been paid. It takes a lot of courage to stand up and speak in front of total strangers and friends. And sometimes I still get nervous, charged with wild energy that causes my feet to jump around. But once I open my mouth, I relax and go into my happy place. It's amazing. The audience wants to hear my stories. This really matters to me because I believe through our stories, human beings transfer wisdom. Evolving into a performance poet is a change that has taught me an important lesson. If you're not using your art, your talent, for a purpose, then your gift is wasted. We've been trying to talk to each other for a long time now. His words sound like the voicemail of the first girl who rejected him. Those octaves were never good for breaking mirrors, but Katrina wasn't aiming for the ocean's reflection. New Orleans was his heart, and the next time he tried to open it up and let her in, she got so close, she drilled a hole in the gulf of his heart, and the oil spilled. By his logic, he called it a natural disaster. I told him, it was life. Then the mirror broke.
I'll be that man on the moon. I'm that man on the moon. And I'ma do what I do. So do you.